This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's
not
heresy.
Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to ENN. On a Friday night, I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I have a vibration in my upper thigh, lower butt. I don't know what it is. I think it's serious.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Peter, I'm a 53-year-old man.
Not in great shape.
You're right. Not great.
I'd like to say good evening to myself. Well, what the hell? And, of course, good evening to Griff. Griff, have you ever watched any of your teams in the nude?
No.
What else, Griff?
Butt naked watching the Yankee game.
And lastly, anything else, Griff?
I walk around my block a lot.
That sounds good. By the way, the big return for the Griff region.
And where does he live again?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah, so. Griffin in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Big 203 guy, I can tell.
He'll run into Trey.
I would love to see a Griff Trey.
Imagine, like, Griffin goes, walks towards Trey's house, and then gets mauled by the bear from Trey's backyard.
That would be a story. Also, Griffin in the running with me for most random team selection in different sports.
We got breaking Yankee news.
Is this true?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yankees have announced a Giancarlo Stanton scratch from tonight's game with a left quad tightness.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
You didn't make that
Eric
up, Bolden. Did you?
No.
I don't know who they're going to play. Yeah. Yankee PR also just, that's not good.
Is it possible the whole thing is this is just a prank?
Well, I've got the new lineup, though, if you'd like.
Is that okay. True?
LeMahieu and Voit's at first. Judge and then Sanchez the D8, so that's the change. Everything else remains the same.
See, this is why he can't play the outfield. All kidding aside.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it.
This is exactly
it. Because he's straining it without even playing in the outfield.
Also, if you weren't tuned in earlier for some reason, Aaron Hicks has a tear to the sheath that holds his tendon in his left wrist. Surgery could be on the table, but the Yankees won't know for a couple of days.
Just sounds painful, doesn't it?
Yeah, no one wants their sheath in pain.
And the guy that had it that we know is DeSharon. He said I think his was a total tear, but they're hoping that they can get it out with anti-inflammatories, and you know they believe that it could be done. But you know, again, they want to avoid surgery at all costs.
One team that's struggled with keeping their stars active is the Brooklyn Nets. However, Saturday, all three, KD, Jim Harden, and Kyrie Irving, are expected to be on the court.
Best broadcaster ever. And it'll be on Yes. Yeah, it was awful. It'll be on Yes.
What did I say, expected?
Yeah, it's awful.
Tim Legler was on SportsCenter. He said the Nets don't need much time to get things right.
Of all of the teams that have had guys out and they're getting them back, this is the one team I look at and say, they don't need a lot of time. This is the best offensive, just raw scoring trio this league has ever seen. And I don't know how anybody can come up with enough of a scheme and have enough personnel in a 7-game series if all three of those guys are not limited physically, which it doesn't look like they're going to be.
I couldn't agree with him more. I think we're all making much ado about nothing. These guys are so great, they'll figure it out. They will figure it out. If they're healthy, no one's stopping them.
I agree with that part. The only thing I don't agree with is which it looks like it's not going to be. I don't know that. I can't believe in something I haven't seen.
You doubt the existence of God then?
Oh, that's a deep question, Michael. Do I doubt? Yeah, sure I doubt. Of course I do.
But that's the way to bet, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly. The onus isn't on me. The onus is on people who are sure that God exists. I mean, listen, I'm not knocking it. I pray. Did it today.
What'd you pray for today?
Friends, family, health, well-being, the Middle East. Not even kidding.
Really?
COVID. My flight.
Hmm.
I did gratitudes, affirmations. I did the whole nine today.
I pray every night.
But you do actual prayers.
I say in Our Father. I've done it since I was like an infant.
How's it working?
You didn't even know the difference between West Coast and East Coast. You were saying Our Father, our Father as an infant?
Who's farther?
Yeah, well, it's what you're taught.
But not as an infant.
Well, all right.
Well, first
Captain
of all, practically.
Literal man, I'd say since I was like four.
Wait, Michael. No, Don. Michael needs proof that as a six-month-old, you were doing an Our Father.
But did my father sit there at 4 years old and teach me the time zones? No, he didn't, and I don't think he should have.
So what you're saying, Don, that in the Catholic household in which you were raised, you were taught Our Fathers before he broke down the time zones?
Right, and I didn't. He actually, the only time he broke down the time zones, again, is watching the Dodgers in the playoffs in the World Series. It's like, Dad, why is the sun out? And then he explained it to me.
And by
the way, that would have been 1977. So, yeah, I was nine. But when you don't have anybody outside of the tri-state area in your family, that's your world. My world was 10th Avenue in Hawthorne.
Peter, do you find it somewhat concerning that a nine-year-old actually uttered the sentence, Dad, why is the sun out?
You know, he wants this is all part of his game of winning.
Right.
But it's really his insecurity, so we'll let that, you know,
well, listen,
let
how bad a guy
deal
is.
With that.
This is a guy who crushed me 2.5 minutes ago because I said expected. And then he said Our Father. And you know what, Michael? I expect more from you.
Can I tell you guys one thing? I don't know if you feel like this. I've had a blast this week.
This is
really
a good week.
Yeah. The whole week.
I really have.
I've had a good time, too. Besides this,
I hope
painful,
the listeners have.
Besides this painful bench, I'm doing pretty
my
well.
My vibrating thigh.
That's right. Tom Thibodeau was on KJZ, and he spoke on the impact of Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson.
If you look at any time in his career that Derrick Rose has been healthy, he's been one of the best players in the league. And so I felt, you know, obviously I have a comfort level with him and he has a comfort level with me. But I think what he has brought to the team and what Taj Gibson has brought to the team, there are two guys that have won at a very high level and they've been in a lot of big games. So I felt that they would be instrumental in, to help build the culture that we wanted to build here.
He's got some voice, too.
He also went on to speak more about the culture.
You know, everyone talks about culture. What is culture? To me, culture is everything. It's how you do everything. It's not what you say. It's what you actually do, how you practice, how you carry yourself, how you are in team meetings, how coachable what you are, what kind of teammate are you.
I love his voice.
By the way, if you didn't hear our show earlier, guess what? We had the one and only R.J. Barrett on the show earlier, who I thought was tremendous, and you can listen to the podcast. Catch up with young RJ, Reginald Jerome Barrett.
Is that really it?
No, I made it up. So, big Hall of Fame weekend. We talked about, of course, the great Mike Breen going in as a broadcaster. But this year, guys, Kevin Durant, I'm sorry, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Tamika Catchings all going in. Of course, Kobe is going to be inducted by Michael Jordan. But it's worth considering where this ranks among all-time classes, guys.
Mm.
In 2018, Ray Allen, Jason Kidd, Steve Nash, Grant Hill, Mo Cheeks all went in. Now, 2016 is a good one, guys. Shaq, Iverson, Cheryl Swoops, and Yao Ming. And if you really consider the WNBA and the NBA, that combo from a cultural impact standpoint, Shaq, Iverson, Cheryl Swoops is pretty tough. But in 2010, Karl Malone, Scottie Pippen, Cynthia Cooper. 2009, Jordan, David Robinson, the Admiral to you and me, and John Stockton. And back in 1980, Jerry West and Oscar Robertson, the Big O, went in the same year.
Now, remember, this is a double class because last year's class, Mike Breen actually was supposed to go in last year, but they canceled the induction. So this is a double class.
Wait, I think basketball gets it right, combining the combination of international play and college basketball play, where it's really truly the Basketball Hall of Fame. Like the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's, you know, they throw the pro football, but they never acknowledge like USFL or CFL or, you know, Arena League, or, and it's all NFL, really. And obviously the AFL after the merger. But, you know, you could be the greatest college football player of all time, have a pedestrian NFL career, and never get into the Hall of Fame. But, you know, Grant Hill wouldn't go to the Hall of Fame just based on his NBA career. But, and rightly so, they combined it with what he did at Duke. That's a good job, no?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Grant Hill was such a player, man. Really was. And a great guy. The Aaron Rodgers. Do we have Rodgers Watch?
Rodgers Watch.
Here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Aaron Rodgers.
Welcome to Jeopardy.
There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now.
It is a beautiful mystery.
Ballard.
How are you feeling today?
Not good, Bob.
Relax. We're going to be okay.
Well, Ballard's still not feeling good, Bob. Rodgers and the Packers still in the midst of a standoff. And Matt LaFleur says he still wants to bring back the reigning MVP. I've got nothing new to update, he said. And we still obviously feel the same way. We want him back in the worst way. I know he knows that and will continue to work at it each and every day. He spoke at Packers rookie camp. First time LaFleur is taking questions since the draft.
I think the only way this guy comes back is if they fire the GM. If they do that, you've completely neutered everybody. Then he's the boss of the team.
And he's your 38-year-old boss of the team.
Right. Which means in a couple of years you're going to have to go look for another, you know, person to run your team because Rodgers will be gone.
You know, and of course, if you were to ask a Ballard of the world, they'll tell you, well, Aaron Rodgers is going to be great for 5 years. People now have this tendency because of Brady to say that every quarterback can last till 43.
There we go.
I don't know if that's the case with A-Rod. He's had a few things. The collarbone a few years ago. He's had lower leg stuff. And Rodgers at his best is able to move a bit too.
Well, and I know Steve Young said you'd play forever because of the way the league is, but look at the guys that have retired recently, right? Phillip Rivers looked like he was, you know,
shot.
Shot strong, but clearly was at the end. Drew Brees at 40, looked 40 in the playoffs, right? Roethlisberger, now as he's getting older, is starting to show signs. So Brady's just the aberration. I don't know if you can base – Peter's right. I don't know if you can base everything on what Tom Brady's done.
I want an NFL quarterback to play so long, Don, that by the time they're done, they don't even remember how to throw. They actually hold the ball, like, horizontally. And just kind of chuck it out, which, by the way, is how a lot of Big Ben passes already look. Antonio Brown is being sued for assault and battery of a moving truck driver. Do you guys remember that moving truck incident?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it in Florida?
January 2020, believe so. I'm actually going to do some research and head over to the location later.
Is this after dinner?
See if I can figure it out. Yeah, right after dinner by myself.
Okay. You should go to the News Cafe. That's a fun place, too.
Listen, I'm at the Good Time Hotel. I'm going to have myself a good time. And then I'm going to go where you just said. Where did you say?
News Cafe. Is Natalie jealous that you're, you know, roaming South Beach tonight?
No, of course not. She considered coming, but I'm just here for such a short time.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do a podcast tomorrow and make my way to Tampa.
So next weekend, let's say, Peter, you're back in the New York area. And
sure.
I tell you on Friday, you know, why don't you and Natster come over and, you know, we'll have dinner in the backyard with the kids and Jody.
Sure.
Yeah, would that be too boring and, you know, familial for you?
Why would that be boring? I'm a boring guy.
Okay.
I don't do fun things.
You're hip-hop Pete.
He's having dinner alone in Miami tonight.
Yeah, how cool do I sound?
That's what he's saying publicly, so Natalie's listening. He probably has like 6-7 people he's meeting.
Oh.
Probably meeting A-Rod in Prime 112.
You know, should I hit up A-Rod?
You should.
Send A-Rod a text right now.
Why should I send him a text?
I don't have his number. Send him a text. Say Rosenberg's in town. He's having dinner by himself tonight.
Nah, I think I'm going to pass on this. He's going through a lot.
He might say yes. By the way, I could talk him through a lot of things. I've been there, A-Rod. I mean, not the exact same circumstance, of course, but I've been there. Only difference is you just bought an NBA team for $750 million. But, guys, it's not about money, is it? It's about the heart.
And really, from what I know, I mean, I think I know your situation pretty well. I don't think Affleck was involved.
That is, you know what? I always left that part of the story. It was Damon. Yeah, I found a napkin that said, "How about them apples?"
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible. Wow. Kevin Garnett actually spoke on going into the Hall of Fame with Kobe and Duncan. Here's what KG had to say.
I mean, you can go through the list of NBA greats, right? Like, I couldn't pick two better players, not just that, but two better people to go in the Hall with. Both of these are class acts and unbelievable players. I'm very privileged, if I'm being honest. This is, ever since I've stepped in the league, it's been like a big-ass dream, and this is no different from it. I'm honored.
That is the ultimate, you would think, because I wrote in a tweet about Mike. You're in the Hall of Fame. You're part of forever. As long as this little globe is spinning around the sun, you're there forever. Those that aren't like enshrined like that, you know, people have memories of them, their families, but you are there forever.
Yep.
Like in 2300, your little kids be going to walk around in a spacesuit and go, "Oh, who's Mike Breen?" And he's going to know because he's on the wall. You want me on that wall.
Do you think there's going to be a problem with our oxygen in the future?
No, it's like Elroy Jetson, I'm thinking.
Oh.
I walk around my block a lot.
I do not think there's going to be a problem, Don. Okay. I'm not worried about that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So there has been a problem between Lakers royalty going back and forth on podcasts.
Tell me.
Well, Jeannie Buss was on All the Smoke, famed Showtime basketball podcast, and she talked about the top five most iconic Lakers. She said Kareem, Kobe, Magic, LeBron, and Phil Jackson. Jerry West went on the Hoop du Jour podcast.
Peter Vessies.
Said, I saw the other day, Jeannie Buss made a statement. The five most important Lakers, one of the most offensive things I've ever heard in my life. I was there a lot of times, had a lot of success. Be curious to know if they would have had that success if I hadn't been there. Add away Jerry, because let's be honest, having LeBron at this point on a Lakers list is cornpone.
Yeah, and also, no, Jerry West should be there more than Phil.
And Phil.
Yeah.
Frankly,
Shaq could say I should be there instead of LeBron.
And so Kareem I'm fine with, Kobe, Magic, cool. Yeah, he's the next one.
Yeah, he's the logo. Come on.
Come on.
Got to say goodbye to Yes right now.
Oh, we do?
Pre-game show is coming up. See you, Yes.
So long, Yes. Don't worry, we're wrapping up. Anthony, were you able to find that clip that I sent you? All right, here.
Doesn't Anthony ever answer us on the air? Ever. He never does.
He's a professional. Anthony, answer on the air.
He's afraid to be on the air.
Anthony, do you have that clip I sent you?
I do.
Thank you. That was good stuff. Now we have a drop from Anthony. I want to play you guys before the weekend comes. You ask about my music. You're curious of what it is. Don, this is my new single, Michael. It's featuring Method Man, Raekwon, Willie the Kid. And Don, I think if you listen closely to the beginning of the song, you'll hear something you recognize. I just realized you will recognize one thing about this song. Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay.
thinking faster than a blink. After I smoke a rapper, pluck the ashes in his drink. Don't really care what rappers think. I bring it back to Cuban links.
Don, you hear that?
I think I did.
Thank you, Anthony. That's fine. You can stream that everywhere, by the way. It's called Next Chamber, everyone. You heard that little Method Man sample
I threw in there? M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
And I'm proud of that because all the scratches and samples up front were all things that I did myself, including great putting job. In that little the little Method Man touch, which I thought was, you'd think that would be an overused thing, but it actually hasn't been used on other records, really, since he did it. So I was excited to do that. Stream
I'm
it
so
everywhere.
I'm so proud of you for this.
You are?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is.
I gotta tell you guys, I worked my A double money sign off on this one.
Hopefully you get double money signed for it.
That would be nice, but that's not why I did it. I'm not even kidding, because streaming, I'm not going to make that much money. It's not a life-changing money thing unless you stumble into some platinum success.
I just wanted hope something that this blows up, and then you have the wherewithal to walk off the show.
See, I knew we'd get there eventually. Thank you. I'll walk off the show right now. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening.
But wait, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Because we have bonus show, but this
right.
is just Peter goes away, goes to dinner on South Beach. I'm doing Yankees Orioles on Picks 11. It's the Don Show.
And do you think we'll get a Don and Dick show again?
Nah, it could be pure Don, which is the best. It's uncut Don. That's yes. the best Don you could buy on the street. Uncut Don.
That's right.
So call in now, 1-800-919-3776. He likes to talk with the people who love him. So
I'll
he's
tell
on
you what.
Till 7.
And I'll tell you what, if it's the Don and Dick show, you'd rather get pure Don than the other alternative.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great weekend. And listen to Don next.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.